gas inflows in the polar ring of NGC 4111, The Birth of an AGN, by Gabriel R. Hauschild-Royer et al. We have used Hubble Space Telescope, HST, imagers, Sauron Integral Field Spectroscopy, IFS, and Adaptive Optics-Assisted Gemini NIFS Near-Infrared K-band IFS to map the stellar and gas distribution, excitation and kinematics of the inner few kpc of the nearby edge on S0 galaxy NGC 4111. The HST images map its approximately equals 450% diameter dusty polar ring, with an estimated gas mass as greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 7 MSN. The NIFS data cube maps the inner 110 PC radius at approximately equals 7% spatial resolution, revealing a approximately equals 220% diameter polar ring in hot 2267 plus or minus 166 kelvins, molecular H2-1-OS-1, gas embedded in the polar ring. The stellar velocity field shows disk-dominated kinematics along the galaxy plane both in the Sauron large-scale and in the NIFS nuclear-scale data. The large-scale, O3, lambda-5007 velocity field shows a superposition of two disk kinematics, one similar to that of the stars and another along the polar ring, showing non-circular motions that seem to connect with the velocity field of the nuclear H2 ring, whose kinematics indicate accelerated inflow to the nucleus. The estimated mass inflow rate is enough not only to feed an active galactic nucleus AGN, but also to trigger circumnuclear star formation in the near future. We propose a scenario in which gas from the polar ring, which probably originated from the capture of a dwarf galaxy, is moving inwards and triggering an AGN, as supported by the local X-ray emission, which seems to be the source of the H2-1-OS-1 excitation. The fact that we see neither near UV nor bridge gamma emission suggests that the nascent AGN is still deeply buried under the optically thick dust of the polar ring. This was Gas Inflows in the Polar Ring of NGC 4111, The Birth of an AGN, by Gabriel R. Hauschild-Royer et al.